Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashwini Yogi speaking and it's 5:40 p.m. here in Hyderabad. The weather is slightly cloudy, but I don't think it's going to rain today. It's not too hot, but it is humid. So that's the weather here in Hyderabad. Well folks, today I had an awesome day. It's Thursday, usually my day off, but I get to think a lot about what I need to do, how do I need to take things forward. And I've been thinking about MFS as an organization and how I need to grow it and take it to the next level. And I have a few plans that I want to execute and try to get things in place and a little more structured manner. So I'm working towards it. Specifically for me, the website is a very important thing to go live. And I'll be starting the testing of the website from tomorrow onwards and actually see how much value or how it is in terms of stability, if I can release it to a wider audience here. Today was Hill Repeats and I'm very happy today with the Hill Repeats, because with complete nasal breathing I could meet the success criteria for one of the sprints. Of the seven, only one was successful, and that too the last one, which is just like an icing on the cake. So today's splits with complete nasal breathing, inhale and exhale completely through my nose, I achieved. My first one was 401, then 47, 48. So I kept between 401 to 410 for all my reps, except the last one where I really pushed it to 350. And that's mainly thanks to Avik and Murli Paneru for actually pushing that pace. Had it not been for them, I don't think I would have achieved that. So my next goal is to achieve at least two sets or two reps with the success criteria. And if I'm able to achieve that, I'll be over the moon. So let's see how, that goes. Pretty happy with today's, hill sprints. Though I think my stride length could have been a little better. So I still have to work on that leg power thingy. I took it very easy after the hill repeats today. I was a little bit tired. So after having my breakfast and doing the Chal Neti, I didn't do the Sutra Neti today. I worked for some time and then took a nap. It's not a power nap, I would say a 1 hour nap. I was extremely tired today. But I felt very fresh after that. But very lazy too at the same time, because I didn't want to do any more workouts after that. I was just like saying, okay, I just need to relax now a bit. So that's how my day went. I've worked on other stuff, like creating virtual sessions, planning out a few things, trying to concept a new idea of how to create videos. So those were the things that I did today. Well, today I want to talk about relationships. Yesterday I talked about validation, and I've been talking about, how you need to grow in a relationship, how you want to change, make the other person change, or if you want the other person to change, what do you need to do to change yourself, and how to approach a change in somebody else's behavior. Today In relationship, what I mostly have experienced with people around me is once you are into a relationship, like once you get married, I have observed that there is a little bit of obsession with both the partners. Now, the obsession levels might differ, but one thing I've observed is specifically the spouses do not like their men to enjoy outside their companionship, I would say. It makes them feel uneasy, and this is several conversations that I had with my friends and colleagues across. There's a sense of discomfort, you know, so much so that I was on a trip with one of my colleagues, and we had gone to Dubai, and Seema had also joined me, and this guy refused to come for the rides and other things simply because his wife would feel bad after seeing those pictures and videos that he's enjoying, and they are in Hyderabad, and she's looking after the kids. I felt that to be quite weird. I said, this is not the way a relationship should be. I've practiced whatever I have preached. In fact, before the COVID, Seema has her own set of friends, male and female, and they usually have at least two or three outings where they go out either to Mahabaleshwar or some place, stay for 3-4 days and just chill out. And it's not only females, but even males go, and they all have a good time together. And I've never had any issues with that. That's because I always trust her, and I know that her love for me is 100%, and that she's not going to do anything stupid. And I trust her friends too. So you have to be open with your partner going out with her male friends or female friends and not being uncomfortable or insecure about it. And same thing is with me. Seema has never stopped me meeting my female friends or my male friends or even going out with them, because she knows that I won't do anything stupid. I know my limits. I know what to do. And this is something that we need to have. If you want your relationship to grow, you need to trust and you need to let go. Let people enjoy their time outside your space also. Let them explore. Let them be themselves. And I think that is very important. And this is where I see a lot of Indians going wrong. And a lot of troubled marriages, a lot of expectations, a lot of things. People feel that they are sacrificing a lot if the other person is enjoying, which is not true. And there's a sense of insecurity also. So if you want your relationship to grow, you need to make sure that you let the other person enjoy their time with others. And that's very important. Only then will the relationship be beautiful and worth it. And it also enables, the partners to have a deeper meaning in their relationship, because you really understand the other person much, much more than you would normally if you just live together always and spend only time together always. That's a very important thing that we need to understand. Well, this was one of the main topics I wanted to talk. If you have any views, suggestions, questions, queries, please feel free to connect with me. Tomorrow's yoga session is going to be a beautiful one. I've planned it in a way where people will be able to connect with themselves in a much better and stronger way. So I hope you'll all enjoy that session. Hope you'll all come together and make things happen. Thank you, folks, for listening to my podcast. I hope you had a fantastic day. My wishes and prayers to everyone. Stay safe, stay happy, be together. God bless you. Bye-bye.